important.
I guess a little bit in Yonah Yoma in terms of Ksiva. We can talk about the Shia, but it's the Zman of Ksiva, the Chasima. So continuing along the lines that we were speaking about in terms of the definition of Kosev. So we spoke a lot about some of the dinim of Kosev in terms of what types of letters you write, in terms of different languages, different scripts. We spoke about this particular sugya about Ksava Miskaya, permanent Ksiva versus not permanent Ksiva. Now we move to the next part of this sugya in terms of Ksiva. We usually associate ksiva, rightfully so, with taking some kind of an ink-like substance and putting on some kind of a paper-like substance. So you connect the ink, you connect the lead, you connect the coloring to the surface, and you form letters. That's pretty much what the definition of ksiva is. But the truth is, there are other ways to form letters than taking an ink-like substance. The question becomes, what exactly, what precisely is the malach of kosev? The malach of kosev is really just the formation of letters. At the end of the day, I now have letters that are legible. It doesn't really matter whether I formed those letters, whether I connected those letters to a writing kind of a process, or there was some kind of a creation, a yetzirah of an os. It doesn't really matter how it came about. Or do I say no? That part of the very definition of chosav, of malachas kosev, is a certain tzura of writing. It's not just the existence of letters. There's a malach. Malach is called kosev, and it has to be similar to the kosev of the Mishkan. So it doesn't have to be identical to the kosev of the Mishkan. You can have black ink and red ink and purple ink. You can have this background, that background, the other background. But the basic idea of having an ink-like substance and a background-like substance, that's integral to malachas kosev. What do I say now? That as long as l'maisa, I have something to read, it doesn't really matter how those letters came into existence. So that issue... Okay. It touched on that a little bit. So let's look at Avram in the 11th of the Marmakomos. So the Magen Avraham has the following comment. Mashma begitin daf chav, shim tochev osiel shel kesef agabi beged, mikre ksav ayin shom. So it would appear from the sugya Maseches Gittin daf chav, we'll see hopefully in a moment whether it does or not, but it would appear Maseches Gittin daf chav that if a person takes letters, silver letters, pre-existing letters, and sticks them, pins them onto a background, so that would qualify as ksav. So according to the simple reading of the Magen Avraham, that discussion is concerning gittin. So we mean as follows. Say a person takes a silver hay, pre-existing hay, and he sticks it onto a background. Then he takes a resh, takes a yud, and he spells out, haret mutas l'chalandam, he spells out the text of a get, and now he hands it to her. So it sounds like that would be okay, because v'chosav lo sefer krisas, he wrote a sefer krisas. It used to be a blank piece of paper, and now you can read the words. So it sounds like he was fulfilled in dinner because of the same increases. So says the Magen Avraham, it sounds something like we're getting that would be all right. VMK, if that's the case, Efshad the Oslo is also B'Shabbos. So he said then the corollary would be that it should be also to do that on Shabbos as well. How also should it be? It sounds like it should be a deraisa, because if it's meeting the standards of Ksiva Lakula in order to constitute a get, so then the Chorah should meet the standards of Kosev L'chumra in order to be Chayav and Shabbos. That's what the Magen Avraham is Mechadish, that Tochev Osio should be Chayav, and his Raya is from the Gemara Maseches Gittin. There's a small technical problem, or a large technical problem with the Magen Avraham, is that not only does the Gemara Gittin not say what the Magen Avraham seems to be saying, if anything, it says the exact opposite. We have to figure out what in the world the Magen Avraham, how did the Magen Avraham read this Gemara in a way different than what meets the eye. So let's go back to the Gemara Maseches Gittin in the 9th of the Marmakamos. The Gemara in Gittin was actually talking about the sugya of Chak Tochos. Going back to what we spoke about a little bit earlier, sugya, where the Gemara Maseches Gittin learns out from a pasuk the kosav alav chokak, that you have to write out a get. You can't engrave a get. You can't carve out a get. So the Gemara says, really? You can't carve out a get? Not so simple. To which the Gemara drew a distinction between different types of carving. If you have a stone and you actually carve out the letters into the stone, so you actively, you physically, positively created the letters, that's okay. That's also called ksiva. The luchos were also written that way. They were carved into stone. So that's called ksuvim b'etzba l'kim. That's for sure called the ksiva. But if you use some kind of a mold, you push the stone back, And now some of the stone is being belayed, some of the stone is protruding, and now lo and behold, the protruding part are letters. So Gemara said that's called chaktoichas, and that would not qualify as ksiva. And that was the background for our entire sugya about a person drops a blob of ink on the paper, then he starts to chisel away, carve away to form the little yud. So that's not considered to be ksiva. So in the middle of that discussion about different nuances of chakika. Sometimes chokek is called kosev. It's what's called chakirechos, if you carve out the letters proper. Sometimes chokek is not called kosev if you carve out the background. So in the middle of that discussion, the ninth in the Rambam comes, the Gemara quoted a braisa, where the braisa was not even talking about a get, actually. It was really talking about a shtar shichur of an evet kenani. Now, evet kenani was a non-Jewish individual who became my evet. He has a partial kedushas Yisrael, so he's chayv in many, many mitzvahs. He had a bris milah, he went to the mikvah, but he's not quite a regular ger. If and when he gets free, then he becomes a full-fledged Jew. So he's halfway, almost halfway there of having kedushas Yisrael, and eventually, b'shah shichror, he will become Jewish. How do I go about being mishachra mevi kenani? What's the mechanism? What's the process that creates the change in status? He becomes now no longer mevi kenani. So the Tosh Rapet tells us we have a gezeir shava. It says the word law in the context of a shivcha kenani, sort of a kenani, and it says the word law in the context of a woman, of a married woman. So Gemara says we have a tradition ish pripriyish and meishu men a gezeir shava called la meisha. That the word law appears by a get isha, the chos of law sefer grisos, and the word law appears by a shifcha kenanis, a chuv shel nitano, speaking about freeing a shifcha kenanis. So just as the law of a get isha requires a shtar, so too, when you're free of a kenani, you require a get, or a shtar, what we call a shtar shichur. So pretty much all the dinim of get isha carry over to shtar shichur. So just as, let's say, for example, just as a get has to be written l'shma, it has to be written for the purpose of that woman. That person has several wives, and they all have the same name. So we can't write a get for one and then use it for another. A get has to be written for that particular woman. So to ishtar shichur has to be written for that particular evet kenani as well. So the Mishnah is, in the beginning of Maseches Gittin, compare many, many of the dinim of ksivas get isha to a shichur and evet kenani. So even though the Torah doesn't use the word ksiva explicitly concerning a shichur and evet kenani, but based on this gezeir shav of la, all the dinim of ksiva carry over. So we have a braisa that talks about different nuances about what constitutes an acceptable shtar shichur and what does not constitute an acceptable shtar shichur. So we know automatically that the same dinim are true by get, because there is no independent pasuk about evet kenani. Everything is derived from the gezeir shav of la meisha. So when the braisa tells us that the night in the Rambam comes evet shiyotze b'chsav shal gabi tavlo pinkas yotze l'cheres, even evet kenani has on a tablet, he has carved onto a tablet, he has his lashon of a shtar shichur, so that's an acceptable shtar shichur. So if that's true for shtar shichur, then the same must be true for a get. However, if an evet kenani comes and says, this is what I got from my master, and he shows us a quote-unquote writing on a kippah of anduchteri, that would not be acceptable. So we're not yet sure what the kippah of anduchteri is, but one thing we know for a fact, whatever it is, and why, for whatever reason, it's no good, that's the same din by a get as well. Because again, it doesn't say the word v'chosav, v'shtar shichur, v'chosav is only derived from get. So what is this mysterious case of k'savag ha-b'kipi v'anduchteri? So Rashi comments, the 10th of the Rambam comes, and gittin chafam and alaf, anduchteri, tachshit, v'rokmin alav tzuros b'machat, k'ein b'roshtar b'laz, Rashi seems to be describing some kind of a sewing of letters. I don't know enough about the etymology of Old French, but I'm suspecting that the word broche that Rashi says is related to the word broidery that we use today. I'm just guessing. So Rashi is describing sewing or embroidery. I wanted to give my evet kenani a beautiful, souvenir shtar shichur. So rather than writing him a shtar shichur, rather than carving him a shtar shichur, I sewed him a beautiful shtar shichur. So the question is that considered to be a shtar shichur? So I sewed the letters. It used to be a background. It used to be a blank background. Now it says on it, Harayata ben Chorin. So he hangs it up next to the ksuba. He hangs it up in his wall. It says, Harayata ben Chorin. So Rashi says, that's no good. The Gemara says, that's no good. That's not acceptable. Why is that not acceptable? So the Pasha says, because that's not called Kosev. Why is that not called Kosev? Because that is so fundamentally different than the act of writing. I'm just superimposing something. I'm taking a letter and sticking it. That's called sticky. That's not called writing. Writing is when I take ink and I connect the ink to the paper. Or writing is when I carve into the stone itself. But when I take something external, like sewing, like the stitches, like the thread, and I just kind of connect it onto the cloth background, that's not considered to be kosev, and therefore it wouldn't be an acceptable shtar shechur. And of course, by extension, it wouldn't be an acceptable get as well. So the
Are we imagining that we're sewing preformed letters on?
Hold on. We're going to get to that distinction. But even if they're not preformed, it's still a problem. It means I form the letters. Pasha says I form the letters, and it's still no good. So why is this no good? So it seems like because that falls short in terms of the Torah definition of kosev. So you want to be making that carving letters is okay. You want to tell me writing is okay. You name it. But sewing, embroidery, poshtabala, that's not considered to be an act of kaisim. That's the simple pshat in the sugya in Maseches Gittin. So that becomes very problematic because l'chora, this case of the sewing the letters is not identical, but is similar to the Magen Avraham scenario of the person sticking on the silver letters onto the background. So in the case of Gemara Gittin, he's sticking on the thread to the background. In the case of Magen Avraham, he's attaching on with the pins in the back. He's attaching on the silver letters to the back. So whereas the Magen Avraham said, that's considered to be kosev for the purposes of get. And by extension, it's considered to be kosev for the purposes of Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham says, mashu begitin daf chof, that's the din. So all the Achronim point out, if you open up the Gemara Gittin and you actually read it on daf chof, you see, if anything, it's the opposite. The Gemara sounds like it's not considered to be kosev. So what in the world did the Magen Avraham mean that it's mashu begitin daf chof? So the Magen Avraham was very medayik, the Lashono. He didn't write kedeisa begitin daf chof. Kedeisa would mean it says in black and white. It's kedemashma. It sounds that way. It's implied in Maseches Gittin, meaning you have to scratch the surface a little bit. You have to understand what's really going on in Maseches Gittin. So you have to read the Rashi a second time around. So Rashi tells us in Gittin of Chof of Ralph and explaining and it's one half a line of the Gemara about the sewn on get. So Rashi writes, the Anduchtu is a tachshit, some kind of a ornament. For Rokman Alav Tzuras B'machat, you embroider and you sew on different shapes, different letters, different forms, different pictures with needlework. Came brosh to Belaz. V'imrikmo aleyet osios haget, eino ksav. And if you sew on the letters of a get, that's not considered to be ksav. Now, if I was Rashi, I would have stopped right here. I said enough. I explained Pshat the Gemara already. The Gemara said that sewing is not an acceptable shtar shechur. So Rashi has to find which word is it in the Chumash that disqualifies the sewing. So Rashi says the word is very, very simple. It's not called ksav. And Rashi should have mamish stopped at that point. Ain't no ksav in it. I wouldn't have questioned Rashi. It's not ksav. Ksav is ink on paper. Ksav is not sewing letters onto cloth. Rashi doesn't stop. Rashi says, Lefisha eino kosov v'kavua. Rashi gives you a whole new story that nobody asked for. Rashi says, the reason, by the way, why it's no good is because it's not written and it's not kavua onto the beged. Ela mutal ala beged. It's just kind of sitting there. Ubeis rosh of tchuvim. The two ends of the thread are there, but you know, take a little scissors, cut through, pull the whole thread out. So Rashi said a little bit too much. Rashi said that the reason why it's no good is because it's eino kosov v'kavua. What is the significance of that, Rashi? So in the commentary on the Magen Avraham, there's a famous perush on the bottom of the Magen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch, called the Machtes HaShekel. So the Machtes HaShekel, I didn't put on the Magen Avraham, it's a very, very small print, the Machtes HaShekel says that he thinks that the answer to our dilemma with the Magen Avraham ultimately can be found in these words of Rashi. Why did Rashi go out of his way to give what seems to be a superfluous reason? It's not, again, because it's not kosev kavua. Says the Machtes HaShekel, it would appear from Rashi that it is called kosev. If Rashi really truly held that sewing is not called a maisev, kosev, then he should have stopped at the point of eino ksav. Eino kosev, it's not called b'chosev, end of discussion. So the fact that Rashi felt compelled to start explaining, start elaborating, and giving you an almost a secondary reason, the implication is that the most simple, straightforward reason is not sufficient. Because that is called kaisiv. What's the difference whether I'm kaisiv with letters on a background I carve into the stone, whether I sew it? At the end of the day, you can read it. So kaisiv is reading, is legible, is reading oriented. Lamaise, I can read again. Lamaise, I can read the Shtar Shikra right now. So I formed something. I had a blank background before and after. Before it was a piece of cloth. Now it says on a Reta Ben Chorin. Ma'anav Kamina, how the letters came into existence. That is considered to be kaisiv. But you know what the problem is? The problem is it's not kavua. What does kavua mean? It's not kavua. Rashi started to tell you a little bit about the sewing process. And Rashi is explaining to you that it's really just kind of connected at the edges. Rashi has to give you embroidery 101. Says the Machzor Shekel, Rashi is driving at us as follows. These letters are written, but they're not written on a background. They're not written on anything. There's no tziruf, there's no connection between the letters that are written. The letters are legible, but al pi halacha, you can't call these letters connected to the background. They're almost what we would call Isis Perchas Ba'avir. I'm presenting letters to the Eved Kenadi. I'm presenting letters to the wife, but I'm not giving them a background. I'm not giving anything that the letters are present on. And that's the reason why it's a problem. So comes the Machzor Shekel B'das Avram, B'das Rashi, and says, Mitam Kosev. It's called Kosev. It's called Ksav. What's the difference? It's a mice of Kosev. It was blank. Now it's legible. Thus is Kosev. But that's not enough because a get, or by extension, Shtar Shikhar, has a second criteria. It's not enough just to give letters, Osius, Perchus, Ba'avir, to your Eved Kenadi, to your wife. You have to give Osius with a background, with something where the letters are connected to, in order for it to be a kosher get. Unlike Hilchos Shabbos, Shabbos background, because my backgrounds. Shabbos, did I do the malach of Kosev? It says on the list of 39 malachas, Kosev? Did I do Kosev? You did Kosev. I just know background. What did I do the background for? The malach is not Nikra, Hashem, the background. The malach is Nikra, Hashem, the Ksav. So I was Kosev, Bezaisius. So if you consider sewing and pinning and connecting in any shape or form, a Maisa Kosev, for Shabbos purposes, I'll be chayav. Even though for Gittin purposes, it's going to fall short. That's the Machzor Shekel's beer, Bedas, the Magen Avraham, Bedas Rashi. Where did this come from? It's a nice Shtickel Torah, but the Machzor Shekel just created a new Din Deraisa. He said there's some new halacha floating around here. We seemingly never heard it before. That in order for a get to be acceptable, it's not enough just to say v'chosav lo sefer krisos. No, it's got to be a v'chosav on something. You have to have a background, you have to have a tziruf in order for the get to be good. So the Machzor Shekel says, if you look carefully at Maseches Gittin, so you'll notice that there's a Gemara that just about says this explicitly. The Gemara has an input on the Ma'amar Kamos. The Gemara has a very, very strange Adin. The guy's got a little bit of a shulchan up. He comes to his wife, he's about to give her a get, and he says like this, Hareza Gitech, this is your get, Vaniyar Shali. I want the paper back. He said, this is your get, I'm going to garish you. You can keep the ink. You can keep the letters, but I want the paper back. Is that good or is that no good? So Gemara says, Eidim Agreshes. Gemara says, no good. Why is that no good? So Rashi says on the spot, you know why? It's Perchus Ba'avir. He handed her an Aleph. He handed her a Beis. He handed her a Gimel. So that's not a get. It has to be on something. It's got to be on her background. So comes the Machzor Shekel and says, oh, Rashi just told us that when it comes to writing a get, it's not enough just the chosav. It's got to be a chosav on something. If it's got to be a chosav on something, so then that's the reason why sewing is no good. Sewing, connecting silver letters, is called kosev, but it's not called the kosev on anything. It's not called the kosev on anything. It's going to be chayev on Shabbos. It's going to be also on Shabbos, but it's going to fall short for get and for shtash shechor. Now, it's true the Machzor Shekel did discover Rashi, who has this idea of background being important in Gittin, but we're not quite sure where Rashi got it from. Why is that? Why is it? Where did Chazal figure this out from? Where did this? I look at the Chumash. Chumash says, "B'chosav lo." How do you know you have to write on something? So our initial reaction would be, "Well, it's the next word, b'chosav lo sefer krisos." The word sefer refers to the background. So it's almost like these two dinim are appear in the Chumash itself. V'chosav la, you have to write. So writing, we know what writing is. Oisi, it's got to be legible, got to be readable. Sefer Krisos, it's not enough just to write letters. Parchas ba'avir. It's not enough just to sew and embroider again. It's not enough to give her the letters and hold the paper back for yourself. It has to be v'chosav la sefer Krisos. The sefer plays a critical role in terms of the kashas of the get. So that's the pashas advar. The problem is that we're not even sure what the word sefer means in the first place. A throwback to what we spoke about a couple of shurim ago, there was a machlekes atanoi between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Rabbanon, just exactly how to translate the word sefer. What do the words mean? The chosav lo taich, the word, official article translation, chosav lo sefer, krisos, what does the word sefer mean? So Rabbi Yossi Aglili was of the opinion that the word sefer means a book. Now, sefer, the word book, the word sefer in Tanakh, always refers to a sefer on klaf. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, you have to write again on klaf, you have to write it on parchment. And then Rabbi Yossi Aglili qualified his statement, saying, well, you don't really have to write a klaf, because the Torah says, v'chasav la bikom makom. So the Torah says you can almost write it anything. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili comes up in a quote-unquote a compromise. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, on the one hand, the Torah insists on klaf. The other end, the chos of law, comes to include other things. So Rabbi Yosef Lili came to the conclusion that the kavanah satar is as follows. It doesn't have to be literal klaf, but it's got to be pretty close. It's got to be something that has certain key characteristics of klaf. What are the key characteristics of klaf? So first of all, it's not edible. You don't need klaf. You don't need parchment. Number two, it's not alive anymore. Walking animal is not, it's not a piece of klaf. So Rabbi Yosef Lili says that klaf is right smack in the middle. It's not alive. On the other hand, it's not edible. Else is klaf. Therefore, if you want to write a get on paper, that's also okay. Not alive, not edible. You want to write a get on wood, that's okay. You want to write on a chair, that's okay. You want to write a get on a live walking around cow, that's a problem. You want to write a get on a slice of pizza, that would be a problem. So according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the word sefer does have a certain halachic connotation, a certain meaning to it. It means klaf, even though not exactly klaf, but it means something similar in the parsha, in the ballpark of klaf. The Rabbanon responded to Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Mishnah Maseches Gittin and said, the whole thing is not true. You could write a get lechatchila on a live cow, and you could write it on a slice of pizza, you write it whatever you want, it doesn't matter. Why? L'sviras dvar modiyosa. The Rabbanon say that the word sefer doesn't even mean klaf. It was a mistranslation. The chos of law, a book of krisos, not true. The chos of a sefer is a lashon sipur, lamat to saper. The word the shor samach peirish means different things in lashon kodesh. Sometimes it means writing of a book. Sometimes it means telling of a story. The chos of a sefer krisos refers to the story of the get. What you choose to write it on, shloch patli, say the rabbanon, doesn't matter. You can write it on a slice of pizza, you can write it on a live cow. Also, there's nothing wrong with that. We pass it like the Rabbanon. We don't, Rabbi Yossi Aglili was the Das Yach, we don't accept his view. According to we who accept the view of the Rabbanon, that the word sefer doesn't even mean a background altogether. So now we're bringing that word sefer a little bit of a tchis amesim. We're saying, v'chosel sefer krisos, well, you have to have a background. And therefore, if you sow again, it's no good. Why? And therefore, if the osius apokos ba'avir, it's no good. Why? Because the state's sefer. The state doesn't say anything. It doesn't say sefer. I mean, it says it literally sefer, but it doesn't mean sefer. Sefer means the sphere is dvar v'diyasa. So this shtikl Torah that we were saying, that when it comes to a get, you need a background. A background is important. A background is critical. That made a lot of sense within the worldview of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But we who reject Rabbi Yossi Aglili, so it seems a little bit more pushed, a little bit more forced to say, nope, the background is still important. If the Torah doesn't even address the issue of the background, unless one wants to salvage the background to a get, with the following. The Mishnah says in Maseches Gittin that you cannot write a get on a davar mechubal karka. Everyone agrees. You can't write a get on a tree and just kind of transfer ownership of that tree to the woman. That's not acceptable. The only problem is the Gemara never says why. What's this? Why can't you write a get on a tree and just transfer ownership of that tree to the woman? What the Gemara does say is as follows. If you write a get on a tree, write on a branch, write on a leaf, and then you cut off the branch and hand that branch to the woman, that's for sure no good. Because the Torah says, v'chosav lo sefer krisos v'nosen biyada. That comes to teach us, yatsa zeh shemechusar ksiva ktsitsa unasina. V'chosav v'nosen has a certain connotation. You write and then you deliver. You write the get and give it right to the woman. If you have to start chopping and cutting branches down, so that's a break, that's a hefsek between the ksivas again and the nesinas again, and that passes the get even on the love of deraisa. So if you write on a davar b'chubur and you cut it off and give it to her, that's for sure no good. But what the Gemara never explains is, so don't cut it off. Give it to her in the state of mechubar. Transfer ownership to her on the tree. Don't cut it off. What's wrong? Why is it ein kosum mechubar? Why does the Mishnah say ein kosum mechubar ben haTorah based on what?
So according to Rabbanan and Machlokas of Rabbi Yosef Levi, they said that writing on an animal is okay. Just in the logic of the approach of the Rabbanan, why would an animal, which is, you know, it can rub itself in the dirt, in other words, the sepur is not lasting. A tree, even if it's attached and you do something, you have no control of the animal. The animal can run away. You know,
doesn't matter. Like a person, Reuben gives a get to his wife, to Rachel, and then she takes it again, throws it into the garbage. She doesn't have to walk around forever holding it. She has to prove she was divorced. We can bring Edom to prove that, other ways to prove that. So the get just has to be kosher for that one split second. So he hands her the animal, and then she shechts the animal for dinner.
So I just have problematic layers, because if then the issue is Sipur, according to Rabbanim's Adracha, then Sipur's there. Then anything that's Sipur doesn't make if it's sewn or if it's attached and does it, because the whole Indian is just the same.
No, but the Torah does say v'chosav, so it has to meet the criteria of v'chosav. I can't tell her a story about Peh. So the Torah says v'chosav a sefer krisos, I still need a ma'asek siva. So getting back to the story. So again, we're trying to salvage the word sefer a little bit, because we don't understand where this new halacha came from. According to what Rashi and the Magen Avraham and the Machzor Shekel are telling us, is that there's a difference of standards between ksir for Shabbos and ksir for Gittin. There's a common theme we've been talking about the last couple of weeks, that ksiva for Shabbos, so I did a kaisei, finished, I wrote Isis, that's all that matters. When it comes to a get, there's an additional halacha, it has to be sefer krisos, it's got to be a background, it has to be present also, and if there's no connection between the letters and the background, i.e. like the case of the sewing, or the case of the pins, the two are not halachli mechubar yachad, then the whole get is no good. So we're asking, where did this come from? What's the source of this din? So we guess that the din is based on the word sefer, but we're having second thought, because the word sefer doesn't seem to mean background. Unless one falls back on the Rishalmi. So the Rishalmi raised a question on this Mishnah Gittin in the second barak. How do you know you can't write on a tree? What's the problem with writing on a tree? So the Rishalmi says, a davar mechubar is nishkin sefer. It's not called a sefer. A sefer has a certain connotation to it. It means it's a davar tolosh, a davar metalta, something that you move around. You don't write a book on something that's mechubar lekarka. That's the reason why it's no good. So the Rishonim ask the Rishalmi, but we don't darshan sefer. We are Rabbanan people. We all like the Rabbanan that Sefer doesn't mean the background. So, L'chora, one has to say, according to Rishalmi, that even the Rabbanan in the heart of hearts still agree that Sefer means something. Sefer isn't only Sfiris Dvarim. What the Rabbanan meant was, in contrast to you, Rabbi Yosef Lili, who started to limit, to chisel away at the word Sefer and say, if it's Eichel, it's no good, and if it's Balchai, it's no good. We don't believe in your limited version of the word safer. But even we can see something safer. There are certain things that are just so not saferish that they're just even possibly even according to us. So if you're willing to fall back on that Yerushalmi, then we could salvage the Rashi a little bit. Even we, in a heart of hearts, accept the significance of the background, not to the extent Rabbi Yosef Lili did. The Machlokes of Yosef Lili, the Rabbanan, is the Machlokes an extent. Just how far do we take the definition of Sefer? But everybody ultimately buys into this idea that there is some dimension of Sefer here. But it's a difficult shot. Many of the Rishonim and Sefer Gittin say that they think that the real true reason why you can't write a get on a tree and then just kind of try to transfer ownership to it, to the woman, is because it's not called the Nosan Biyoda. It's not a Chisaron and Vichos of Sefer Gittin. There are two parts of a get. There's the writing of the get, and then there's the giving, the delivering of a get. How are you going to give the tree to the woman? What is she going to do? She's going to stand there and grab onto the tree? That's not vinos and biyada. The only physical way to be vinos and biyada is to cut the tree down and hand it to her. But you can't do that, because that's what's called mechusa ktsitsa. So you're literally, your hands are tied, you're in checkmate. If you write a get on a tree, the get's going to be puzzled, because there's no way to practically, physically get it to her. To physically cut it down and hand it to her, that's excluded from one pasuk. To try to theoretically, technically, halachically transfer ownership with some kind of a kinyan to her, that's not called the nosan biyada. So the Mishnah says in kosum b'mechubar. So if you hold like that, then at the end of the day, there is no din of sefer by get altogether. So we saw the Machzor Shekel, we saw the Magen Avraham, we saw the Rashi, we like the pshat theoretically, but we're having a little bit of a problem with this pshat, because we can't quite pinpoint where this din comes from. Why is it that background is so important?
If you had it on a cow, it's also not Tanasa Bias, right?
Well, I can handle the whole cow.
But I can't give her the leash to the cow. She can't pick up the... It's a two-ton cow.
Little cow. little calf.
So it would be, if it were a big cow, then maybe I couldn't.
See, you want to know, maybe it's Mesira, maybe that's considered to be a Nasa Biyadah. Okay, that's already alum de Shashala, what's called the Nasa Biyadah. But I'm Dover Mechubra, I can't do. But there's something else that's concerning us about this pshat of the Machta Shekel and the Magen Avraham. What the Magen Avraham did, according to the Machta Shekel, is he differentiated between Shabbos and Gittin. That was the thrust of his pshat. That when it comes to Shabbos, there's one halacha. Shabbos is ksiva. That's all that matters. Ksiva is defined by Osius. Lo echpat, I don't care what the background is. Ksiva is all that carries the day. I created Osius, I'm chayav in Shabbos. So I sewed on Osius, I'm chayav. I stuck on silver letters onto the parochas, I'm chayav. Is it connected to the background? I never heard of the word background. Shabbos is not a din of background. Shabbos is a din of Osius. Only when it comes to a get and shtar does the background play an important role. Again, we had trouble pinpointing literally where that did came from, but that's what the Magen Avraham is saying according to the Machta Shekel. So that should be of concern to us, because this, if anything, sounds like the opposite of something that we spoke about earlier on, I don't remember if it was this week or last week, but the weeks and the days of the hours and days and nights have merged into one big blur in the last couple of weeks. But remember, going back to when we spoke about it was the beginning of the sugya. Actually, I think it was the day I think we didn't have the Ma'amar Kamos. So it was when we spoke about the beginning of Kayama. What's the definition of Kayama? So the Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos and Masechet Gittin both speak about the significance of Kayama, both for Shabbos and for Gittin. But the Rambam had a unique shita. The Rambam says that Shabbos and Gittin part ways in the following sense: that when it comes to Shabbos, you're only chayav if you write with an ink that's kayama, on a background that's kayama as well. That's what the Rambam quoted at the Sefer that says, that if a person writes on something that's going to disintegrate, he writes on an onion peel or something, that in the next couple of hours it's just going to fall apart. So you would not be chayiv on Shabbos for that. Unlike that, the Rambam says, if you wrote a get on something that's going to fall apart, the Rambam says it would be a kosher get. Again, it's nice. It would be a kosher get. So conceptually, why was there a difference between the two? So remember the Pichadosh gave a lom de shavar, lom shabir, and he said that when it comes to to Gittin, all that concerns us is, did you do ksiva? So the answer is, I didn't do ksiva. The ink is permanent. Either background's not permanent. That's tangential. That's external. As long as the ink is ultimately the definition of the ksiva sa'osius, as long as the osius were kavua, that is an acceptable get. When it comes to Shabbos, there's an added criteria that it has to be Malachas B'Sheves. It's got to be something that's really going to live. It's got to be something productive. You take the highest quality ink in the world, you're writing an onion skin that's going to disappear in 10 minutes. So what did you accomplish? In 10 minutes from now, you can't even read the letters. They're not there anymore. That's a chisar of Malachas B'Sheves. So the Prichodosh correctly said, B'dasa Rambam, that the standards of Gittin and Shabbos are different, but in the exact opposite direction. They're different that in Shabbos, we care more about the background. Because Malachas B'Sheves causes more interest in the background. But Gittin, it's shit v'chasa v'lo. I don't care how long it lasts. As long as it was ksivas oisius shal chayama, it's considered to be a kosher get. So this is not the first time we've seen a difference between Gittin and Shabbos, but we saw the opposite direction. We saw when it came to Shabbos, the standards are in a certain sense higher. You need a more kavua in order to be chayav in Shabbos than for Gittin. Whereas according to the Magen Avraham and the Machta Shekel, the exact opposite is true. The Machta Shekel and the Magen Avraham are saying that embroidering, sewing is no good for a get, because by get, kavalt, you need the background. And by Shabbos, you chayav, because Shabbos, who cares about the background? The opposite is true. So again, it's an issue. It's not an outright kasha. The Magen Avraham is not mechuyev to the Prichodesh's Shekel Torah and the Brisket Torah B'Das HaRambam, but it just is not exactly in line with some of the things we've been saying up until now. So at the end of the day, we're still not quite sure what to do with this Magen Avraham. So we go back to the Magen Avraham in the 11th of the Ma'amar Kamos. The Magen Avraham says, "Mashrav Gittin Dav Chav Shim Tochev Otsir Shekezer Gabi Beged Mikrei Ksav." It doesn't exactly sound like that. So what does the Magen Avraham mean if you don't go down the root of the Machta Shekel? So the Chayyadam has a different beer in the Magen Avraham, a certain sense, a simpler beer in the Magen Avraham, and it also goes back to the Rashi itself. You go back to the Rashi in the 10th of the Ma'amar Kamos. The Rashi says, "Amduchteri tachshit rok melokteros b'machat kein broy de belaz v'im rok molein osios again enoksav." And as we said before, the Rashi should have stopped at that point. Rashi goes on. Lefi she'eino kosa v'kavua ela mutal ala beged beitz rosh of tchuvim. Rashi says the reason why the get of the shtashikra is no good because it's not kavua. What does it mean, not kavua? Says the Chayodam, it's stitched in such a way, easy come, easy go. It's gonna come apart in a second. You touch it. You didn't tie it up. You didn't connect it properly. You just kind of stitched it in and left it like that, hanging. Someone's going to pull out. You pull out the string in 1 second, the whole thing's going to undo. So comes the Chayodam and says, is stitching considered to be kosev? Is sticking a pin on considered to be kosev? Absolutely, it's considered to be kosev if it's kayama. So Rashi was just explaining that the ksava gabekipi v'yanduchtui the Chazal were describing is not so kavua in. It's so easily going to come out. That's why you're not chayev. That's why it's not a kosher getter shashikur. But lu yitzuye, if it would be permanent, then it would be, in fact, kosev l'chol dunia Torah. So according to the Chayodam, there is no difference between Shabbos and Gittin. The difference is it kayama or is it natural kayama? Therefore, comes the Chayodam and says, if you stick a pin onto a background and it's there for a long time, no, it's not falling off by itself. It's not going to rub against it, it's going to fall off. So you would be, in fact, chayev. But if you put a letter onto a background that's so flimsy, it's just going to, you're going to bump into it, you're going to bang the table, it's going to start to separate, it's going to fall apart. So that's taka eino kayama. That taka would not be kaysef on Shabbos. So it's that chayodam shpshat in the Magen Avraham that gets the ball rolling in the Scrabble games. You start to think, wait a second, hold on. I start thinking, I'm putting a letter down on a background. How long is that going to last? Well, it depends. If you're from the old days, you know what a Scrabble game looked like until the youngest kid in the house walked by and kicked it. So that's not very kavua. But now I think what they call the deluxe Scrabble. It's a whole different ball game. So we have Exhibit A. Maybe after Yom Kippur, we have to bring a Scrabble game here for Friday morning to try to see. So this is a totally different pshat in the Magen Avraham. This has nothing to do with the Machshechah. It's a very lomdish pshat. Is it Gittin? Is it Shabbos? Is it background? Is it background important? Background not important? Now we're in a whole different world in terms of Kayama versus Yad HaShukhah. Hopefully Mitzvah next year. Let's try to put the final touches in terms of this Magen Avraham. Now according to the Chay Adam's understanding what the Magen Avraham is talking about. So I think Friday we're back to normal, okay? 6:20, I think.
Should follow my. I don't think so.